The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend Mr. Joey Jamal and his wife in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married b'sha'at tova u'muslachat. And Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied by Mishpat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Luna, Ruach Hashem Tenechem, and Eden. Amen. We start today's daf on Tzaddik Gimel Amud Rishon, and we are Amar Rabbi Abba. How many lines down? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down. Amar bi Abba, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halev she'al himses ubet akosot. Remember that we said those are the stomachs, the digestion of the animal. Himses is the stomach, the bet akosot look like cups, where they filtered the food through it. So there's halev on both these items. The himses is also a stomach. A grinder grinds the food. Like the, so it says, "Chalev shal himses ubet akosot asurin ve'anosh karet ve'zehu chalev shal akerev." So that says you can't eat the chalev that's on the kerev. What is this chalev shal akerev? That's the chalev that's on this himses, the stomach, and the bet hakosot. That's what it means. Okay. Ve'amar bi abba amar bi yudamar shmuel haytarba deklibusta. The fat that is on the bone called the kiliboset. No good. Asur. Anosh karet. Vezeu helev sh'ala kesalim. So this helev, the Torah says that's on the kerev, and this helev that's on the kesalim. The helev that's on the kerev, that's the him says in the bet akosot. And the helev that's on the kesalim is this helev that's on the kiliboset bone. Okay, that's Esr Ketara Besof Chod Yah Shidra. At the end of the spine, there's a certain bone over there, and it's connected to the tail. The Aliyah, the back, the hind cord is over there. And there's Chelev in the back over there. It's like the back part of the animal. We have a picture over here. We see the Himsis. Look at the bottom picture. You see the picture of the Himsis. You see the Beta Kosot. Okay. And then you see Cherev Amchaset Akerev. Okay, that's the netting. Right? We said that's the netting one. Okay. What else you need to see in this picture? That's basically it. So that's this Cherev Ala Kesalim. Do we have a picture of Kesalim? That doesn't give you the picture yet. Okay, continue. Amar bi Abba Amar bi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Chutin Shebiyad Asurim. What's that? The veins? Veins that are in the shoulder of the animal, they're going to be asur. Asur from what? From chalev. Chutim shebiyad, chutim shebekatef, the shoulder of the animal, as she says. Okay, what are they asur for? So Gemara says, Amar of Safra, Moshe. He called the rabbi Moshe. He used to call the rabbis Moshe sometimes. Because every rabbi has the nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Amar Rav Safra, Moshe, mi amar achmana, lo tichul bisra? What do you mean? There's no fat over there. The Moshe Rabbeinu says you can't eat meat? It's meat. Why are you telling me that these veins in the shoulder are going to be asur? Now you're making a new hadush, the Torah's osir meat? It's not chalev that those items. Does the Torah say, al tochal basar? Why are you telling me it's asur to eat these chutin that are coming out of the shoulder? Amarava, so he answers him back. Moshe, he tells him, Moshe, mi amar rahmana echol dama. He said, what? You think Moshe Rabbeinu said to eat blood? Kanere, in these chutin over here, they're filled with blood. Right, blood vessels. They're not. It's not a chalev situation here. These chutin in the shoulder. It's a blood situation. Hatche umalche. But if you cut them and salt them, then you can even cook them. No problem. You take the salt. I'm not saying they're asur. You mean you have to salt them? That's the point. It's a blood issue. It's not a chalev issue. That's why I told them it's going to be asur. So, okay, we cut them out. When you cut them, what happens? You break them open so the blood drains. And then whatever blood left over there, you make minicha on it. And then once you make minicha, you can even put it in a pot and cook it, and no problem. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Resh me'aya be'ameta ba'egirira. Okay, what's me'ayim? Intestines? When the part of the me'ayim that comes out of the keva, it's also a stomach, you need to...
Rish Maya is a piece, is the Hebrew
right.
Name for it.
Yeah. Oh, give me the name of it.
It's duodenum.
Duodenum. Okay. So that you see the piece, you have a picture, you have a picture over there. Look at the picture. You see the picture over there? Mm-hmm. That's the little, it's like a spout that's coming out. Rish Maya, that little piece that's coming out over there, part of the intestines, yes. So it says, ba'igirida. You have to take the chaylev, shave it off, or scrape it off to get the chaylev that's off. There's chaylev on that. See, there's chaylev. You see this chaylev all over. See the chaylev of the amechaset akedev, surrounded. So you have to scrape the chaylev off this item before you eat it. Vezeu chaylev sha'ala dakin. Ah, that's what the Torah says, the chaylev that's on the dakin. What's the dakin? This pipe over here. But the Rish Me'aya, you gotta scrape it. Okay. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Chutin Shebe'okets. Okay, what's Chutin Shebe'okets? Got a picture of that? Chutin Shebe'okets, that's the nerve endings. Shirosham Mechoba Lesuf HaShidra. These are nerve endings that come out of the spine. The end of the spine. And they go into the Kisalim. So I guess what you're worried about also, that you have fat on it. So it says Asurin. Yeah, because it's chaylev. Wow, so anything, basically what we're learning over here, anything that runs through this chaylev area over here is problematic. The chaylev for sure is asur, that's the asur in the Torah. But all these limbs that are going through the chaylev, this thing you gotta scrape, this other item is going to be asur ba'akhila. Hamsha chote itpe bekafla. There's five strings that are asur ba'akhila in this kesalim area. And that's the... these nerve endings that we're talking about that go into the kesalim itself, tlata mimina, three of them come out of the right side of the spine, and they go into the right side of the animal, v'tarte mismala, and three come from the left side of the spine that go into the kesalim, and therefore we're going to be tlata mepasle letre tre. Three of these chotin on the right side, each one branches out into two. And the two on the left side branch out into three. So you basically have six on the left side, and you have six on the right side. Because the three on the right side branch out into two, and the two on the left side branch out into three. So it's basically six on each side. Nafka mina, what are you telling me this for? The ishalif lehu ad da hamimeh. Mishtalfeh. What does this mean? If let's say you pull out these chutin right after the shechita of the animal, the animal's still hot, you pull out these chutin, mishtalfe. It's easy to pull them out. They'll just come out with all their branches. However, but if you don't take them out when they're hot, when the animal's still hot, you're going to have to go after them. Which means, you have to know these numbers. Because when the animal is done, you pull them out, they'll come out easily. But if you don't take them out when the animal's still hot, you're going to have to know there's six over here and there's six over here. So you know what you're looking for. Nafkamina, you're going to pull it out, there's going to be still some branches in there. So you got to go and you got to know. On the right side, branches into two, and the left side, branches into three. Nafkamina, when you're not going to be able to just pull it out easily, you're going to have to know what you have to search for in order to get these items that are asud out. Okay. Amar Abaye Ve'etima Rav Yehuda Hamsha Chutehavu. There's five places in the animal that you have these chutim that are going to be asur. Tlata Mishun Tarba. Three of these chutim, what do they call them? Strings? Threads. Okay, that's what literally it is. So three of them are asur because of chilev. Utren Mishun Dama. And two of them are like vessels that are asur because of blood. The tachle utchafle utkolieta. That's the tchol. What is the spleen and the kesalim?
Flanks.
The flanks and the kolya is the kidneys. Mishum tarba. Those chotim, those veins have chelev on them. Diyada udloa, the strings that are in the hand and in the, I guess, the cheekbone, the jaw. Mishum dama. Okay, this is asur because it is asur. The main of kamina. What's the difference? Asur is asur. We have to tell me this is chelev, this is dam. Big difference. Hani de mishum dama imehatech lo malach lehu shapir dame. Exactly. If the blood ones, you can kosher them. Cut them up and salt them. But the ones that are sumishum halif, halif is halif. You can't kosher up the halif. So that's why you have to know this is a sumishum zeh, and zeh a sumishum zeh. Amar, Rav Kahana, ve'etima Rav Yehuda, hamsha karmehavu. There are five keramot, what are we going to call them? Membranes that are asu to eat. Tlata mishum tarba. Three membranes have issue of fat. Utre mishum dama. And two is cause of blood. There we go again. The tahle, the kafle, ude chulieta mishum tarba. That's the spleen again. The kafle, you said, is the flanks. Kulieta is the kidneys. Mishum tarba. That's fat. The be'e ud mukra. Betse hazachar. That's the betzim of the animal. And the mawah. That's the brain of the animal, so the membranes in those areas is mishum dama. Gemara tells a story. Rav Yehuda bar Hoshea habaka kalif le tahla. He was scraping the spleen from this membrane. Le Levi bered Rav Huna bar Chaya habaka gaim le meilae. Rav Yehuda was scraping or cutting this membrane from the top part of the spleen. And the thick part of the spleen, but not from the lower part. You see, there's a picture of the spleen on the bottom. The spleen starts off thick on top, and as it gets thinner. So Rav Yehuda took the fat off the top part of the spleen, and not the bottom. Amar le chut betfe. So the rabbi told him, the V told him, keep on going in there. And go all the way to the bottom, to get the bottom membrane as well. Ata abu. So the father of Levi came, Ashkehe, he saw that what Levi was telling Levi Yehuda to go deeper to get this kloom. Amar le, achi amar abu de imach mishum derav. He said, you're right. He said, that's what your grandfather said in the name of Rav as well. When he heard Levi telling the rabbi, go deeper. He said, oh, you're saying a good thing. Your grandfather said the same thing, that when you take this kloom off, not only the top kloom of the tol, you have to go deeper also and take the bottom kloom as well. Okay. Yeah, he was taking the kloom off for Levi. So Levi told him, do more. So Levi's father came along and said, very good, you're telling him, do more, you're right. Your grandfather said the same thing. Umanu, who's the grandmother, the maternal grandmother or grandfather of Levi, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. That's the rabbi. Okay. Story continues. Lo asra Torah ela she'al hadad bilvad. That what it said, that the krum on the tol is forbidden, it's only the one that is on the top part of the tol. It seems the spleen is connected to the kerev, the innards. So what? There's cheder next to the kerev. So the spot where the spleen meets the kerev, that cheder is going to be asur. But the bottom part is going to be permissible. And you don't have to scrape it off. Okay, so that's Umar. Who's the rabbi that said what? The Bir Miyabar Abba. So the Bir Miyabar say, Lo asatura ela sha'al dad bilva. Only the spot that's connecting the tol to the kerif. It's mashma that the bottom part is going to be permissible. That's a problem because we just said the bottom part is a problem. So Gemara says, "Ini, we have a contradiction. Because according to this version that we have, you tell me that the bottom part is okay. Only the top part that's attached is asur. Veha amar of emiruna tana krum she'al tol asur ve'en hayavim alav. That the krum that's on the tol is asur, but you're not going to be hayav. Hechidame ilima she'ala dad. If it's talking about the one that's on the dad, the one that's attached to the kerev, amay en hayavim alav. Why shouldn't be hayav? That's asur mamash. Ela The Kule. Kehila must be talking about the Krum. That's on the whole Tchon. So what do you see that? That it's Asur. Maybe it's not Asur in the Torah, but it's Asur nonetheless. Because the Braita clearly says that the Kehila that's on the Krum that's on the Tchon is Asur. They're not going to be that the Kehila that's on the Dad, that's Asur Karet. And I must be talking about the chalav that's on the bottom. But you see, it's still a suit. You tell me that the Bimiya said it's okay. Amale, so Ravuna tells Levi, Itanya Tanya. Okay, if it's permissible, if it's written, it's written. Which means like this: he saw him taking the top krum off. Who's doing? Let's get the rabbi's names again. Let's get the story. The story was of Yehuda Bar Hoshaya. Was the one that was taken off the krum of the tchol. He was taking the top part off. He was doing it for Levi. And he was only taking it off the top part. So Levi tells him, go to the bottom also. So the father of Levi came along and said, by the way, you're absolutely right. Your grandfather said the same thing. And who's the grandfather? Levi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Okay, so the story continues. So it says that the Torah was only osed the stuff that's on the top. So he told them, no, it can't be. He was osed also the stuff that's on the bottom. So the rabbi told him, okay, if there's a braita you have that says it's asur, I accept. So he did both. Amale, so Ravuna told Levi, his son. I just want to get the names over here. So Rav Yehuda Bar Hoshaya was scraping the tchol. And he was doing it for Levi, the son of Ravuna Bar Hiya. Fine. And he was doing it from the top. Levi told him, go deeper. Because you have to go to Asur Mid Rabbanan. So Ata Abu, so the father of the Ravuna Bar Hiya, came along and said, he found Levi, he found his son, saying this to do this. He said, Amale, Hachem Arabu Deimach Meshub Derab. That what? Oh, so this is the story. He told them that your grandfather said that what? That it's okay. That's what he told them. Not that it's asur. He told them, leave him alone. Your grandfather said you only have to do the top part. And he showed it to him. Like he says, lo asra Torah, ela sha'ala dad bilvad. So therefore, leave him alone. What are you telling the rabbi and he has to go deeper and take the krum off? Your grandfather says mutar. So he told his father, he said, Dad, but we have a braita beferush that says it's asur. So he said, oh, okay, Tanya. So if you have a braita that's asur, back off. That was the story of taking asur. Okay. Gufa, Amar Rav Meruna, Tana, Krum Sha'ala Tchol Asur. The krum that's on the spleen is asur. Ve'en Hayavim Alav, and you're not Hayav Karet. Krum Sha'al Gabek Kudya, that's on the kidneys. Asur ve'en hayavim alav, also in al hayav. Yavra zivat tanya hayavim alav. So make up your mind. Which means one brayta says you're not hayav karet and these things. Another brayta says you are hayav. Yavra answers tchol atchol akasha. No question on the spleens. Ha keneged adad. Ha shelo keneged adad. On the spleen, the part that's attached to the kerev where the chalev is, that part is asur min haTorah. The stuff that's on the bottom, that's not attached, that's me asur drabanan. Kudya akudya namela kasha. And regarding the membrane of the kudya of the kidneys, also ha beilla ha betataa. The karet stuff is the stuff that is on top of the kidney. That's where the chalev is. And the stuff that's on the bottom is going to only be asur with a banan. So there's different parts. Basically, the Gemara is giving you have to be a shohet to know exactly these areas. But basically, the Gemara is saying there's certain halabim that are asur with a Torah, certain halabim asur with a banan. Okay, be'e hashilata. What is that? The betzim of the animal that are in the kis that were removed from the body. What did you do here? They were detached somehow. They came apart. Kanei the betzim are attached with gidim, with certain cords. So they were detached from the animal. Rav Amir v'Rav Aseh. Had asar. One said it's asur to eat it. Ma, okay. V'had shadeh. Okay, what's the logic? Medelo kabrian. What does that mean? Oh, hani even mina hainu. They don't regenerate, exactly. When you cut them, so these, cords that were cut, they're not going to grow back. So therefore, it's like taking even mina high, I guess. You cut the cord over there, the animal's still alive, we're talking about. So now you're taking these betzim. So it's like you cut a limb off from the animal when it's still alive, and it's not going to grow back. So therefore, it's like eating evid min ahai. The betzim become evid min ahai. Uman deshari midelo kam maslehan. Hani hayuta itpehu. Even though you cut the cord, the betzim themselves don't decay. They don't spoil. Means, exactly, they stay in the kis, and they stay, fresh. So therefore, the preserve. So it must be they are receiving some type of benefit from the live animal. So even though the cord got cut, they're still attached to a certain degree that they still have hayut. Okay. The idach. Oh, the other rabbi says it's asur, was his logic. Haydilo kamasrehan. The reason why they don't get spoiled. Dela kashalit bihu avira. It's only because they're not exposed to the air. Which means even though they're in they're cut off. They stay fresh because there's no air in that area. It's in the keys. It's inside the box. The box, in the pocket. Idach, hay delo baryan ki hishuta u denakat lehu. He says that the cords don't grow back. That must be is because they get weakened. But what really they really consider still part of the animal, but can it air when they get cut off? They can't get connected back because they get weakened, but that doesn't mean they're not part of the animal still. They're still connected to a certain degree, but the cords don't grow back because of the weakness. Basically, the machloket is it considered part of the animal after you cut the cord or not? You say it's part of the animal after you cut the cord. It's not even minahai. It's not even minahai. No, the cords got cut, but it's still part of the animal.
It's a quasi thing.
The cords are in the high, so it's in the keys. It's in the keys over there. It's in the keys. The cords are cut. So Rabbi says the cords are cut. It's even been high. No, it's not even been high. It's still attached. Now again, what is he talking about? The rabbi said you can eat them. When are you eating them? After Shaita. After Shaita, they're detached. The rabbi said, they're detached. They were detached. It's even been high. I said, no, they're still attached. The Shaita is going to matir them. Here we go. He says it's mutar to eat the betzim. Ve'at lo tichud, but don't eat them. Mishum al titosh torat emecha. This is minhag. It's mutar if they eat these betzim that the cords got cut. Minadin is okay, but follow the minhag. Minhag, don't go against the tradition of your mother. Tradition of your mother means the minhag Israel. Better not to go against the customs. Okay, let's go one more. Amar mor barav shehani be'ed de gadya. That's good. The betzim of the goat. Ad tiltin yomin. 30 days, first 30 days. Shariyan belo kelipa. You can eat them without even cutting them. You don't have to take off the membrane. Just salt them, delicious. Salt them. That's it. Not too much blood. There's not too much blood in them. Salt it, the blood, whatever blood is there will come out, and you can eat them. Mikan va'ilach, after 30 days, I azra'an asurin. Wow. If there's zera in the betzim, then they're forbidden to eat them. You got to take the membrane off, you got to cut them, or cut them, because basically if there's zera, there's blood. So therefore, after 30 days, if you see zera, you know there's blood, therefore you got to make a good melicha. V'i lo azra'an. There's no zera shadiyan. Then the permissible, just without any process, just put some salt and you're okay. Mina yadina. That's the problem. How do you know if there's zera in the betzim or not? That's the sheila. So he says, "We'll tell you." Iite ushorai kisumke. If you see red veins, asiran. Okay, then you're gonna have to cut them up before the salting. Let ushorai kisumke. If you don't see red veins, shadiyan. So that's that. Continues. Umser, that's a piece of raw meat. I used to eat raw meat. So there's dam. There's dam on the piece of meat. It has like a blood spots. Umse be'e, that's the betzim of the animal. Umizreke, that's the veins that are found in the neck. Peligi ba, Rav Ahav Rabina. So in all these cases, there's a machloket between the Amoraim. We have a general rule. Any time when these Amoraim argued, Rav Ahav Rabina, and we don't know who the Mahmid is and who the Mekel is, Rabina lekula v'Rav Ahav lechumra. That's how you remember it. Aha, chumra. V'elketa k'Rabina lekula. And generally speaking, is we take Rabina lekula. Lebar ma'anitlat. The Rav Aha lekula. Rav Aha goes lekula. V'Ravina lechumra. V'elketa k'Rav Aha lekula. So we're basically always going to go with the kula. Question is, who's the Mekel? So the Gemara begins. Umsa de asmik. So it got reddened from the blood that was there when the animal was alive. So hatacha. So if you cut it into pieces, so now the blood is able to escape. The blood that's there inside the umsa, you cut it up so it can go out. Umelacha, and you salted it, which is the proper thing. You can even cook it. Because whatever blood came out, whatever's left is not considered blood. If we can even cook it, no problem. Now, let's say you want to put it in a spit, like roast it in the oven and things like that. Rotisserie, exactly. So, even if you didn't cut it up and you didn't salt it, well, you don't do a melihan meruba. You never put so much salt, but I just put a little salt at least. So it's okay. It's muteret. Why? Because da'iv dama. The sliya draws the blood. Whatever blood's coming out, the fire is going to draw it. Okay, and therefore it's okay. Because it's hanging. So you're not worried that it's sitting in its blood. So whatever blood's going to come out, the sliya will draw it out. With a little salt. Agumre, if you're going to put it on the coals, pedigi, that's where we have the machloket. Pedigi ba, rabaha, ravina, hadamar, mishav, sheivile. Some say, one says, mishav, sheivile, shoever the damam mitucha, tmutar, the coals will draw the blood. The hadamar, mitzmat, semtele. On the contrary, the coals cause the blood, the meat to contract. To shrivel, and therefore the blood is not going to go out. It's going to get roasted inside, and therefore tasur. V'chein be'e, v'chein mizreke. Same mahlukat by the bitzim, same mahlukat by the neck. So the Gemara says, here we go. Resha be'chibsha. That's the head of the animal, Rosh Kibbis. So it's the case is talking about the Shabbi Kibsha, that's the head of the Kibbis. The Shabbi Kibsha, Rosh Kibbis. You got a better. Let's see, man, you said it. The Shabbi Kibsha, which means you took the head of the animal, doesn't mean the Kibbis. Kibsha means in the remits, in coals, like in. Buried. You buried it in coals. It means it Rosh Abema beremits ham. I guess you want to de-hair it. You want to take the hair off. So the way they would do it is they would stick the head in, let's say, hot coals and things like that, and then singe the hairs off. Otve abet shechita. So if you place the head by the bet shechita, that's where it's slaughtered, in the place where they cut it, and you put the place that was cut down. Deiv damav shere. So the blood is going to get drawn out because the opening is by the coals. And the blood's going to go out, and you can eat the rosh. No problem. At stadin, but if you put it on the side, let's say on its cheek, on its jawbone, mikfa kafe. So the dam is going to get stuck into the rosh, and it's not going to draw out. Because it seems all the bones are going to block it, the way it's positioned. And it's just going to sit in its blood. It's going to stop the blood from going out. Ve'asur, and you can eat the rosh. Otve anechide. If you put the rosh by its nostrils. Yes, the nostrils are facing down. So then it depends. That's be'mide. If you made like a hole, a puncture in the nostrils, so they don't close up shari, because then we say the blood is going to fall through the nostrils, flow through the nostrils. Vila, but if he didn't make a puncture in order to close up the so there's no blockages, then it's going to be asur. Okay. Now we go ika de amre. Some have a different version. Anechide ve'abet ha-shechita. If you put the head by the bet ha-shechita or by the nostrils, even if you didn't puncture it to make a hole in there, so the blood flows. Da'if, it doesn't matter. The blood will come out. And no problem. At stadin, if you put it on the side, according to the first version, we said it's asur. The second version is going to say it's okay under certain circumstances. At stadin, idatz bemide. If you punctured it a little in order to get the flow of the blood to come out, nothing blocking it, shari. Ve'ila asur. And if not, it's asur. That's the whole point of it, draining the blood. Kufa. Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Shnei Gidin Hen. So we learned that there's two gids, the Gid HaNasheh, that go through the Yerech of the animal. Hapinimi, that's the inner gid, that's the long gid that goes all the way down the thigh of the animal. And Samukh La'etzim, which is not in the meat itself, but it's closer to the bone, that's Asur. The Hayavim Alav, and you get Malkut on that. As a Sumer Torah. Chitzon, that's the smaller of the two gidin. It's on the outer side. That's the one that's samuch lebasar. It's closer to the meat. Asur, ve'en hayavim alav. It's no malkut, it's sumed rabbanan. Gemara says, v'atanya pinimi samuch lebasar. Oh, the Gemara says, question from a braita. It says that the inner gid is the one that's close to the basar, and that's the one that's asur, ba'achila min ha-Torah. Now, the gid that's samuch to the basar is the really the outer one. Now you're calling it the gid that's samuch to the basar, the inner one. Oh, so originally we said it's pinimi because it's in the basar itself. It's inside the meat, like, so you have to, you know, get it out. But Shmuel saying over the gid that pinimi is asur Torah, and that's the one that's samuch la'etzim. And now you're telling me this is the pinimi samuch la'basar. So make up your mind. Amar avacha, amar avkana, ikilude mekelid. What does that mean? Oto gid aroch, and nemsa b'tzad ha-penimi shav ha-samuchu le'etzim ha-agan, that long gid that goes down the leg of the animal, hozev v'nechnas le'tok ha-basar ha-yarech, it goes in the, goes down from the side of the bone, and it goes into the meat. From there it goes into the meat. The tok basara yarech kamaftayah hanichnas the tok man'ul, like a key that goes into a lock. I guess it goes in. Vabraita achin sober kishmuel shegid zehu betzad apinimi. Val halkos shel gid zeh nichnas the tok basara braita shu samuch la basar. Which means it is pinimi and it's a suvra Torah. But we're talking about the part of the pinimi that goes down and then goes into the meat. Remember a picture of that? So pinimi is not only the one that's close to the basar, to the bone. The pinimi is also the one that's close to the basar. Let's see the picture. So yes, you see that picture?
I think so.
Let's see. Gid HaNasheh. Okay, so you see it going down. The Yarech is over there.
It's the gid pinimi. It goes through the meat.
Yes. You see Gid Pinimi?
Yeah,
I think they've shown you as a Gid. Oh, I have it there. Gid Ha'itzon Minhag Ashkenaz.
You see, it goes through the meat. That's what
this is the meat here.
I thought. I don't know.
This is going down. This is the regular Gid Ha'itzon. Next to the bone. Here's the bone here. Unless it's saying over here that it's going down the bone and then it goes here into the meat.
Oh, that's what you're talking about, the spot?
This is the Gid HaNasheh over here, over the bone. That as it goes down, it goes into the meat. Let's see again. So, Amar Avaha, Amar Avkana, Ikiludem Miklid. Ikiludem means like a key in a lock. Oto Gid Aroch HaNemsa B'tzad Penimi Shele Yerech, V'samuchu Le'etzem, it's close to the bone, Hozer V'nechnas Letoch HaBasar. Yeah, goes from the bone, and then goes into the basar. Like a key going into a lock. והברייתא אכן סובר כשמואל שגיד זה בצד פנימי, ועל חלקו של גיד זה נכנס לתוך הבשר, ואת הברייתא שהוא סמוק לבשר. אוקיי, אז אנחנו מי אסור. הגמרא says, ועד תניא, but what do you mean? We learned, חיצון הצמוק לעצם. That the חיצון, the גיד החיצון is close to the bone. That's אסור באכילה, and you're not going to be חייב מלכות. Now we have another ברייתא. The ברייתא says, חיצון הצמוק לעצם, the chitzon gid that's close to the bone is asur ba'achila ve'en chayvim alav malkut. It's only asur b'drabanan. Now the gid that's samuk to the etzim, that's the gid that's asur min Torah, we just said. So we have one bright that says chitzon that's samuk la'etzim is asur ba'achila m'drabanan. And then we learned above an our bright that said what? I was actually said pinimi samuk la'etzim is chayav and chitzon samuk la'basar is asur. And I was saying what chitzon samuk la'etzim, the one that's close to the bone is asur, and we learned above it's asur in the Torah. So make up your mind. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda echa de parae tabache. Oto gid nimsa b'chelek ha'chitzon shel ha'yerech. This gid that's found on the outside of the yerech, samuchu le'etzem ha'agan b'mkom shebo chotek ha'tabach at ha'yerech u'mafida min ha'motan. Habaraita ha'achir tzuwe kishwe shegid zehu ha'mechuna chitzon. Ba'al chelek ha'gid ha'samuk le'agan omet habaraita ha'shuv samuk le'etzem. So basically what they're saying, it sounds like, is what? That the chitzon, what's the sira? We said above in the name of Shemuel, Chitzon that samuch la'etzim is chayav karet, or whatever, chayav, it's yisur in the Torah, chayav malkut. That samuch la'etzim. And he was saying, Chitzon samuch la'etzim. Again, above we said, Pinimit samuch la'etzim is the asur one. V'chayavim alav malkut, that's the pinimi. And he was saying, the one that's Chitzon samuch la'etzim is asur ba'achila. Make up your mind. The one that's samuk la'etzim is assumed in the banan, or is it assumed in the Torah? And is it a chitzon or is it a penimi? So what is the Gemara's answer? Amar Rav Yehuda echa de parae tabache. The gid that's found on the outer part of the yerech, it's close to the bone. That's where the tabach cuts it. The yerech. והבלייתא אכן סוברת כשמואל שגיד זה הוא המכונה חיצון. It's called the חיצון. ועל חלק הגיד הסמוך לאגן אומרת הבלייתא שהוא סמוך לעצם. Okay, I don't know exactly where that is. And she says, אמר רב יהודה אחד הפרעת והבי גילויה במקום חתך הירך. כשנחתכה, when they cut the yerech, that's the one that's exposed, because they cut it over there. ונפרשת מן העלייה, it separates from the hindquarters. הבי ראש אותו גיד מחובן לבוקה של קויה, כך שאמרתי. And therefore, it's giving you the positions of where the gid is, but I don't see a picture. Do we have our book here, for Rabbi?
I don't.
Continue. אתמר, טבח שנמצא חלב אחריו. Let's say you have a butcher. The butcher made ניקוד. He's supposed to take out the חלב. After you took out all the חלב, you found chalif still left in the animal. No good. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, b'kese'ora, even if you found the size of a barley kernel, you penalize the butcher for not doing his job. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, b'kezayit. Only if you find the shoot of a kezayit. Amar, papa, v'na peligir. There's no argument here. Kan l'alkoto, kan le'abiro. Depends. Which means to give him malkut, that's only if you found a kezayit. However, when it comes to a lesser shi'ur, you could fire him. Fire him on a shi'ur of a se'ura. Amar mor zutra, ke se'ura b'makom echad. When we say the size of a se'ura that you penalize, it's got to be in one spot. Kezayit, afidu b'shtayim v'shlusha mekomot. But the shi'ur of a kezayit, even if it's a combination of different places. V'lcheta, what's the bottom line on this? Le'al koto b'kezayit. To give him malkut, it's a kezayit. La'abiro, to fire him, b'chese ora, the size of a barley. Ena tabachim ne'emanim. That's an amazing Mishnah. The Mishnah said you cannot trust the butchers that they took out the gid anashe. That she explained because it's too difficult. It's a tercha for them, so they don't like to do it. So you can't trust the butcher to say he took out the gid anashe. That's a bimeir. Hachamim say they believed. Amar v'chaya baraba amar v'yohanan hazul omah ne'emanim. That means originally they followed Rabbi Meir that you can't trust the butcher, but then they said, no, we don't take Rabbi Meir, we're going to say that they can be trusted. Amar av Nachman akshure dareh. What, did the generation become more honest? We know as a general rule the generations become more corrupt. So now you tell me originally I didn't trust them, now you're saying we do trust them. What, akshure dareh, the door became kasher? Well, the generations became better. Gemara says, "Meikara davu savri like Rabbi Meir." Originally, when they had like Rabbi Meir, that what that you have to go into the meat, like we learned according to Rabbi Meir, that he was machmir. You have to go into gida nasher, not only the actual gida nasher, but you got to dig into the meat to get every trace of the gida that's in the meat. Lo avu mehemde. Then they weren't trusted because it was a big Torah. So Rabbi Meir Shita caused the butchers not to be believed. However, with Besof Savri can be Yehuda. But at the end, that the rabbi said, you only have to take out the Gidin Hashem that's visible. Now you don't have to go all the way into the Basar. So now once it became more easy, so the butchers are trusted again because it's a little easier. So not that the generations got better or worse. It's all the butchers are lazy. So when it's easy, the butchers will do it. And when it's difficult, the butchers, you can't trust them. So eventually we held that it's more difficult because you have to go into the beat. So therefore they weren't trusted. Now they trust because we follow the Yehuda. Ika dematila asefa. Some say that this with the Yohanan statement that said hazru, that we were, that now we say they're trusted, is going on the end of the Mishnah. What was it said at the end of the Mishnah? The chamim omrim ne'emanim alav ve'al ha'chelef, that we trust them not only on the gid and Hashem, but we trust them also that they took out the chelef. Amar Rabbi Hanan hazru lomar en ne'emanim. And on that, Rabbi Yohanan said the exact opposite, that the butchers are not believed. Originally, according to the Hakamim, we said they are believed in the Gidin Hashem, the Chalif. And Rabbi Yohanan said they went back to say they're not going to be believed. Amar of Nachman, Bazeman Azeh ne'emanim. But in our generation, we trust them. So the Gemara says, Akshure dareh. Why, the generations became better? Mikara sevarua k'Rabbi Yehuda. Initially, they held like the Yehuda that you only have to take out the Gidin Hashem that is on top. So therefore, you were able to trust them. Hadar sevarua k'Rabbi Meir. And then they said, no, we're going to take the Meir that says the Gidin Hashem, you have to take even the stuff that's inside the meat. And therefore, it became more difficult. Therefore, we went to say that you cannot trust the Tabahim. Oh, kamad abu dechirila l'Rabbi Yehuda. Now, as long as the butchers still remembered the Shitav Rabbi Yehuda that was lenient, they were following the Shitav Rabbi Yehuda. So lo mehemne. You understand? Which means, as long as the butchers knew that there was a Shitav out there, Rabbi Yehuda, that says you don't have to take out all the Yidan Asher, so then the butchers would not believe because we were worried they're going to be lenient in taking the Shitav of Rabbi Yehuda. The hashtag, the anshiyuah, the Rabbi Yehuda, but now that they forgot the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, they all believed to do it the right way. So you see the history how it happened over here? Initially, they had like Rabbi Yehuda. They had like Rabbi Yehuda, it's easy, we can believe the butchers. And then what happened? Then we went like Rabbi Meir. And when you go like Rabbi Meir, they have to go after the whole Gid and Asher, even inside. And therefore, the rule was like this. Not that we don't believe them or trust them or laziness or not. As long as the butchers remembered the Biyudah Shita, so they're being lenient like it. So, oh, there's a rabbi out there, he's lenient. So you couldn't trust them. But once the Biyudah Shita was forgotten, so then the only Shita in the marketplace they knew was the Rabbi Meir, so you could trust them. This Shita is not lazy. They're just going to rely on opinions that are lenient. So as long as the lenient opinion was in their brain, you couldn't trust them. But once the Biyudah's opinion was forgotten, then you could trust them that they even went all the way to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Okay. Ve'al ha'chelev. Hakamim say that the butchers are believed also legabe the chelev. So the Gemara says, chelev mandechar shemeh, which means Rabbi Meir said in the Mishnah, you don't trust the butchers on the Gidan Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, you trust them on the Gidan Hashem and on the chelev. Who's mentioned chelev? We're talking about Gidan Hashem. From where does Rabbi Yehuda jump in with chelev? Chelev mandechar shemeh. Haki kamar, ein ne'emanim alav ala chelev. Achemim omanim ne'emanim alav ala chelev. Put chelev in the Nesha also. The Rabbi Meir says, they're not trusted, not on the Gidin Hashem, and not on the chelev. And that Achemim came along and said,
No, the ne'emanim on the Gidon Asher, as well as the Chelev itself. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen.